أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليك يا علي ابن محمد التقي الحادي النقي عليه السلام. Our condolences to all the believers upon the recent martyrdom of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Al-Hadi Al-Naqi alayhi salam. We are here tonight commemorating, of course, the Shahada of the divinely appointed Imam, and we are also here together on this auspicious Thursday night in the holy city of Qom, in the night of Laylatul Raghaib. It is our honor to be in the presence of every single one of you commemorating again the martyrdom of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam An-Naqi alayhi salam, as well as being here together in Laylatul Raghaib. Laylatul Raghaib is also known as the Night of Desires or the Night of Wishes. It is the first Thursday in the holy month of Rajab. Quickly though, we want to first and foremost, we condemn the desecration of the Holy Quran in Sweden. As many of you know, relatively recently, a Dutch politician in Sweden burned the Holy Quran in a public space. We severely condemn this act of blatant hatred and extremism and Islamophobia. Of course, this burning of the Holy Quran in no way or form can it ever lessen the spirituality and the power and the strength and the sacredness of this holy book, which is the divine revelation of the Almighty Allah. But this burning of the Holy Quran does show every single one of us all across the world the extreme hatred and the Islamophobia and the fear of Islam and the extremism of and the religious intolerance of not only the West, but also the secular world as well. Before we continue, first and foremost, again, we had condemned the desecration and the burning of the Holy Quran by a Dutch politician in Sweden. We talked about how this is the height of extremism and intolerance against religion and hatred against the sanctities of religion, namely the sanctities and the muqaddasat of Islam. Just for our youngsters, a little bit of a quick summary on Imam Ali ibn Muhammad An-Naqi alayhi salam. Of course, from among the titles of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he is the 10th divinely appointed Imam. You have Al-Hadi, you have An-Naqi as his titles. Al-Hadi, of course, being the one who gives guidance, and An-Naqi, of course, the pure, as well. As you all know, of course, the father of the 10th divinely appointed Imam is the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam At-Taqi Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Naqi alayhi salam, he is also the grandfather of the Imam of our time. May Allah hasten his reappearance. He spent a large part of his life in the city of Samarra. He was under strict surveillance by the Abbasid governmental establishment in the city of Samarra. He was also the head of the Sazimane Wikalat, this network of representatives which spanned all across the Islamic world, of course, which dealt with the financial as well as the political and cultural and religious affairs of the Muslims at that time, and also pushing this jihad al-tab'een, this jihad of clarification between the truth and the falsehood, which was again headed by Imam An-Naqi alayhi salam. One of our fellow brothers, he talked about the month of Rajab and how this month of Rajab is the beginning of a spiritual marathon. A spiritual marathon which starts in the holy month of Rajab, continues in the holy month of Sha'ban, and culminates in the holy month of Ramadan. And just as His Eminence Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei very eloquently said, these 3 months are the months in which we can increase our spirituality. And of course, he said, the younger you are, the easier it is to increase that spirituality. But still, that does not stop any of us from taking full advantage and benefit of this holy month. Talking about very quickly Laylatul Raghaib, of course we had mentioned earlier that this is the first Thursday of the holy month of Rajab. Here we would like to request all of our brothers and sisters, when they go home tonight, of course, first and foremost, remember the Imam of your time in your prayers. Laylatul Raghaib is the night of desires. It is the night of wishes. It is the night of du'as. So first and foremost, before you go to sleep on this auspicious night, remember the Imam of your time and request the Almighty Allah that the reappearance of the Imam of our time is hastened and it is quickened. May we be among the first supporters and the first followers and the first helpers of the Imam of our time. Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Of course, remember all of the oppressed brothers and sisters all across the world. Remember and pray for the freedom of Yemen. Remember and pray for the liberation of Palestine. Remember and pray for the independence of Iraq. Remember and pray for the stability of Syria. Remember and pray for the strengthening of Lebanon. Remember and pray for the purification of Pakistan. Remember and pray for the growth of Nigeria. Remember and pray for the protection of all of our religious leaders, the protection of all of our maraji, and most especially, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. May Allah protect him, keep his shade over our heads, keep his shade over the resistance movement, as inshallah we pray that His Eminence passes this flag of Islam and the Islamic Revolution to the true sahib and the true owner of this flag, the Imam of our time, Babarakate Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.